What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For details, go to the website 98five.com.
Unspoken and help is on the way. You are on 98.5. This is Weekdays with Mike. Good morning. And joining me on the line this morning is regular guest Simon Creek from HHG Legal Group. Good morning, Simon.
Good morning, Mike.
It is good to talk to you once again on this Wednesday. Now, Simon, HHG are heading down to the Dowran Field Days. So it'd be good, I thought it'd be good to have a bit of a chat about rural WA today. And I guess just to get some insight into, I guess, first question, what's happening in rural WA, I guess particularly from an agribusiness perspective?
Look, great question and a great topic, I think, for us to talk about so that the whole state, the metropolitan area, can perhaps, get an insight into what's going on in what is still one of our largest and most dynamic trading sectors. So look, I think one of the misnomers about farming, and I say this as a farmer's son and someone who's also still involved in the family farm, is that it really is as simple as, you know, animals, crop, bit of machinery, and that's that. I have to say, you know, after 20 plus years of running a decent sized legal firm, farming is just as hard to get your head around on a daily basis. Heck, changes on you every 5 seconds, and because you can't buy and buy land all the while, really the only way that you can remain competitive on an international market is to keep getting more out of your land each year. And that really applies across the board. And so you're looking at issues like carbon abatement projects. They're really having to de-risk farmers against the carbon credit scheme coming through. You've got, because of a lack of farmland, if you like, constantly increasing prices, which makes it harder to not just expand, but also for young farmers to get in. I think COVID's had a major impact on agribusiness, some good, some bad. And it's certainly been a tough year for state and federal representatives of farming overseas in terms of trying to navigate markets, particularly, obviously, the impact that China having a bit of a hizzy fit has had on some aspects of agriculture.
Yeah, fascinating. Do you miss it, Simon?
I was never going to be a farmer in the traditional sense. If you'd spotted me at about 4 years old, you would have figured that out. But I love getting back there. I get back there as much as I can, and I love so much about it, but I'm just not your animal boy, you know? I could do a pet dog, but that's about it.
So, hang on a minute. You grew up on a farm, and a pet dog's as far as you'll go, right?
It really is. Yep. I think I would put off most animals for life, but there we are.
Oh, very good. Simon, I'll put you back on hold, and we'll come back and chat some more.
Sure.
My guest on the line this morning is Simon Creek from HHG Legal Group, and today we're talking about rural WA. Back after this one. At 98.5, this is Weekdays with Mike. That was All Saints and Never Ever. Simon Creek from HHG Legal Group is on the line. We're talking about regional WA. Simon, for someone myself, I've been here, I've moved from Adelaide 25 years ago, and we haven't ventured out too far in rural WA, I must admit. But we're starting to, I guess, think about it more so now because of our travel restrictions. How does someone in Perth support agriculture in rural WA?
I think there's a number of ways, and the first intro comment I'd make is to remember that it's not all farming. Obviously, most businesses in regional areas revolve around farming in one way or another, putting aside the mining sector, that is.
Yeah.
But when we think about agribusiness, we tend to just think farms, and it's actually all of those supply industries as well that can be supported from Perth as well as in those areas. So we are seeing smaller accounting and legal firms, for example, using tech, and they're based regionally, but they're using tech to pick up some city clients to level things out, which is quite useful. But look, specifically, I think for anybody listening wanting to help regional WA, I'd come up with five things here. The first is to, particularly in WA, just keep on complying with all the COVID-19 safety measures, because we've managed to keep, you know, all of our regional areas safe so far, and it really has made farming much easier than than it would be otherwise. Also, this whole buy WA, buy local, I know it gets a good plug from time to time, but we need to be, I think, consistently thinking that way. It makes such a big difference. You know, freight and things like that are very expensive, and if we can buy things locally, we save, and the more we buy locally, the lower the prices come from local manufacturers, farmers, local breweries, you name it, the whole kit and caboodle. So buy WA, I really pump that.
Okay.
You mentioned travelling to the regions.
Yeah.
I think that's really important, and it has been great. So many people have said what you did. With more time and less overseas travel, people are getting out there, and they're actually very pleasantly surprised at how much regional WA has to offer. It's actually quite incredible how many old country hotels are being restored, how many, you know, nice restaurants are popping up in, you know, what might be the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Get out there, and it's amazing what you'll discover. So there are a few more too, but, you know, I think they're the really easy ones. They're the low-hanging fruit.
Yeah, so it's a great reminder, isn't it, Simon? But I think it's growing. I mean, it certainly is for us, who we're used to sort of jumping on a plane and heading off overseas on our break. But now with these restrictions, and because we haven't, over the years, just haven't really ventured out, we're starting to get a bit more excited and start exploring a lot of parts of rural WA. Simon, can you hang on a minute and we'll put you back on hold? We'll come back and chat some more.
Absolutely.
My guest on the line this morning is regular guest Simon Creek from HHG Legal Group, and we're talking about rural WA this morning. Back after this one. On 98.5, this is Weekdays with Mike. Simon Creek from HHG Legal Group is on the line. We've been talking about rural WA. Some great tips there, Simon, about buying local and even just getting out and heading out and exploring rural WA. You mentioned you had a few other ones there. What were some of the other ones you mentioned that would be good to keep in mind?
I think these are a bit heavier duty, but really important to raise.
Mm-hmm.
We all know that our whole community is suffering unprecedented levels of mental health, you know, pressure. And the ag sector has been hit particularly hard, increasingly over the last number of years. It's not necessarily COVID related, but the isolation, the loneliness, the fact that it does seem to be getting harder for young farmers to find husbands and wives, a whole raft of things like that. And also, farms have been getting bigger. They've been buying up more and more smaller ones. So the towns have been shrinking. And that in of itself obviously has a big knock-on socially. So I think keeping in mind and doing whatever we can to just stay in touch with our friends in the regions, ring them a bit more often, cheer them up, bear in mind that, honestly, they often come back from very long days to a house on their own in the middle of 1,000 acres.
Wow.
It's not necessarily all that great for your mental health at times. The second thing I'd raise very lightly, very quickly, because this is quite contentious, is simply the intersection between state politics and our agri-business sector. Personally, as a farmer's son, I think that there's a lot of misinformation out there about one vote, one value. And we know that our current state government want to change this. They want to sort of make things, in their eyes, more equal by literally giving every West Australian one vote. And at the moment, and for a very long while, these massive areas of territory in regional WA have had more than one vote for each person that live in them for one reason, and that is that there's not many people in those areas.
Yeah.
So you have massive chunks of our state producing the bulk of the state's revenue, and if they've only got one vote for the very few people that live there, they really don't get any representation in Parliament. So I have to say, chew on that from the farmer's angle.
Okay.
Have a think of it from not just the city dweller's perspective, because it's quite important.
Yeah, absolutely. Simon, just a quick one before you go. You mentioned it briefly earlier, but it's easy for us to forget the impact that COVID has had in rural WA. I think in Perth we can think, you know, everything's going okay here, but what has been the impact for COVID in rural?
Some would say they've been impacted much worse than we have in the city, even though, you know, they haven't had to go into lockdown. And the reason is that international markets obviously place a lot of pressure on farmers. But I'd say that some of this ties into the whole mental health issue and also the politics side, in that in the same period of time that we've had these worrying arguments with China and its allies, and that's affected demand for our supplies, particularly in the wine industry, we've also had a massive worker shortage because obviously, you know, backpackers and others can't get in.
Yeah.
That's led to farmers and their long-term staff pulling huge hours. And as some of them said to me recently, you know, cows still have to be milked. You can't just turn them off. So they're under a lot of pressure there. That's definitely been exacerbated by COVID. And at the same time, and I find this quite hard to get my head around, but at the same time, and to bring in a little more law, our state government is bringing in industrial manslaughter laws, which are going to impact farmers and others in trucking and shed manufacturing and other things like this, I think disproportionately hard, in that you can run a good business and you can train your staff properly and have great employment policies, but shortly that won't be enough if someone does ignore your policies and training and injures themselves or in fact dies. That won't be enough to keep you out of jail. There's going to be some default jail terms for business owners whose staff are injured or die on the job, even if you've done everything as an employer that you can. And that's really stressing farmers out right now, because I think they're smack in the middle of probably one of the toughest to navigate areas when it comes to WorkSafe.
Very interesting, Simon. Simon, we are out of time. Really appreciate your insight into really getting an understanding of what impact rural WA is going through. We can buy local and get out there and really support our friends in the regions. Thanks once again, Simon.
My pleasure.
My guest on the line this morning, regular guest, is Simon Creek from HHG Legal Group. You are on 98.5. This is Weekdays with Mike. Kelly Clarkson on the way next, and since you've been gone.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, or visit the website 98five.com.